What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit misspatcomedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here each and every Tuesday with my lovely friend Dion Curry and Chris Spangalang.
Going on year seven of friendship. We'll get it.
Yeah. And how many years for the podcast?
Almost four in April.
Almost four fucking years. Almost 4 years. And I cannot wait for you guys to see what I'm doing to this podcast studio. And y'all about to get top-notch everything. I cannot wait for y'all to see it. And I know everybody keep asking me, don't change the theme song. But I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about singing the theme song.
Okay, well, then you can change it, yeah.
What y'all think?
I'm for it.
How do the theme song go?
Stay tuned for the music.
Yeah, stay tuned for the song and tell me if I should sing it when we redo the podcast.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
All right, Georgia won, goddammit.
Nigga, y'all didn't win. Y'all destroyed them motherfuckers. That shit was embarrassing.
Oh my God. I was like, Georgia, please don't score again. Okay. The game was so boring. I ate two nachos, a cup of hot dog, drunk a drink, and I blame it on the other team for making me gain weight.
Because you were so bored?
I wasn't bored, but them getting whipped like that, somebody had to have the nervous energy to eat, and it was me.
Turned into Nike at a gas station.
I will say this. That stadium is nice as fuck, but it kept raining in that stadium.
Yeah, so where is the stadium?
In Inglewood. I always put it in the ghetto to get rid of the poor people. You know how they do. So it's in Inglewood. And it was beautiful. Like, it was like, it almost kind of gave you a resort feel because it was so open. But nigga, it was raining, so they had a mesh roof. And it was in there raining on our ass. I said, where's all this wetness coming from?
On the broadcast, they said, this is a beautiful stadium, but to add insult to injury, the rain is only raining on the TCU fans.
You can see it coming in, because it doesn't have walls, apparently, because it's in LA.
It was coming all up in there, and it was coming out through the mesh ceiling. Oh, it was
yeah. That's the purple section too.
It was, but you know what? They tried to say TCU didn't come out. They came the fuck out. TCU fans must be really rich because they was all up in the Rich Carlton. I'm not lying.
It's Texas, so yeah.
So let me just say when I was on a plane going to the game, and mind you, I wasn't even gonna go to the game, but I had missed the other games, and I was like, you know, you only live once. Why not? The fucking ticket was $4,000 round trip first class. So I said, Juma, you're going to have to fly on the wing. Because we're going to have to hook Frontier up to Delta and let Delta pull Frontier.
Get a trail? Like a bike?
That's what we're going to have to do. So I ended up having enough points because, you know, I like to tell everybody how I say. So I kept saving all these points for some reason. I'm like, well, I'm not using my points. I had like 400,000 points. Oh, my God, they came in handy. because I was able to get in first class and Jumbo was able to get in the back of the plane. Now, mind you, the tickets was very expensive. They say they went down towards the end. Only upper level went down.
Well, I've got some pictures that you posted here. I'll show the pictures, and it looks like your seats were really good. Because
we was on the floor.
Who is this, and why are you so close to the floor?
His name is Stackhouse. He's one of the younger players on the Georgia team. So one of the players.
Yeah, you're like who?
And that's their superstar right there. That's McIntosh. Not Jumbo knew who all he was. He just took my phone and started fucking taking pictures. That kid is going to the NFL. So that picture will forever be out there. And he's an NFL player who played for Georgia. Now, Jumbo recognized him.
Okay.
And
he looked like a dark-skinned Jordan.
I honestly thought it was Jordan. I was like, she took Jordan and not Nikea?
No, I didn't take Nikea. It was too expensive. But you see up there with a 52 at, we actually had seats up there too. Because the VIP gets seats up there and down there. But Jumbo didn't want to go upstairs and sit. He wanted to stay right there on the field. And so he got to be everybody. Pat McAfee had just walked by when I walked by.
Did you say hi?
He didn't get to see me.
Okay.
I was in there getting some nachos.
And you met Terrell Davis?
Terrell Davis was just at the bar down in the VIP area. And Jumbo was like, mama, 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 come here, come here. And I'm like, what? And I walk over, he said, why you look for me? I said, Jumbo, that's Terrell Davis.
You look exactly like Ashley right there.
Everybody kept telling me that.
That is an Ashley picture if I've seen one.
Everybody kept telling me that. So he was really nice. That's, and everybody thought I was Ashley right there too. That's us going on the inside of the Georgia. I mean, the state was a really nice stadium. And it was an expensive trip. You only live once. And I just know as us, we always talk about what we can't do and what we won't do. You know, I said, fuck it. I missed the other game because I had to work New Year. I'm going to this game.
Yeah.
So
the New Year's game was probably been better one to go to, at least as far as to watch.
Hold on for a second.
Edit that part out, Kate.
Oh, that's the best part. Ramen noodles with no juice? What are you talking about?
It was just full of water. He didn't even try to drink any of the water off of it. Oh, you don't even eat ramen noodles. I just want to eat something real quick so I can get the fuck in the bed. All right, back from the break.
I wish you could have heard that, but it was too racist.
Shut the fuck up. Just pull some of it off, son. Some of the water off. So I have to say this. What I did like about that stadium is brand new, right? Beautiful stadium. What I did like about it. Don't that make sense?
She's getting ramen noodles, but they didn't pour out of the water, which is the best part, is the broth.
No, he overcooked them. Just bring me a fork, son. So, Dave had good food. And I hate to say this because I love my Falcon. Mercedes-Benz food is icky for the amount of money that you pay for those VIP seats.
Really?
When I tell you DP were taking the meat off the grill and putting them in the taco.
I believe it.
I mean, the shit was good. Nacho was $24. $24. But she would put, I say, bitch, I don't need another nacho for 8 people. Calm down, little black girl. That's enough. I know you're trying to hook a nigga up, but that's enough. That bitch said nacho almost weighed as much as I did when she got through kitchen. Like, bitch, you gonna get fired up here getting away all these people chips, cheese, and meat and shit. Calm down, little black girl. Shit. And you know when you go in a line and black folks see black folks at events, and I'm not lying. When we see ourselves at an event where you know it's very pricey, we kind of get happy to see each other. Let's be honest. Am I right? Like, nigga, you here, nigga? Hey, oh shit, another one of us. That's just how we think. I'm lying, Dion.
Nigga, I don't got no money like you. Yeah. I'm like, where them niggas going? I gotta take the elevator.
You have that yellow tortilla with the yellow cheese. You don't have regular nachos. You're like, can I have 3 more chips?
I'm looking for the security guard who ain't patting nobody down.
I love that she asked.
I'm looking for that nigga who's like, go ahead.
But you know, when you see black folk doing shit, you can't. It's like almost like a proud moment. You know, like you black people, and I don't know why we do this, but if you would pay attention, like if we're in an area where we're doing something that a lot of us don't do, we really get happy to see, oh my God, you know, you stepped outside your box. You know, when I was on a Disney cruise, it wasn't a lot of us. It was mostly white people, and it was mostly Asian people. So when I saw another black, say, well, hey, you know, everybody wants to see something that looked like them. And it's not being racist. Just, hey, somebody else on the boat beside me being black.
Now, can I tell you what the white people think?
What?
That lady's son must be in the NFL.
Because they kept asking me, is your son, do your son play for Georgia? I'm like, my son over there, he smoke weed, okay? He play a motherfucking NFL. I'm going to play. He play for the reefer man. He smoke weed, wacky man.
Reefer man. How, what I want to know, and maybe can I play the reel from a few days before? Because I was cracking up. Because Dion and I get this weird text message like a week ago.
Give me a fuck, Ramon.
And it says, hey, if you see anything weird about Junebug, just delete it from the group. I can't tell you anything else. And I'm like, okay.
Miss Spoon, Ramon.
And then I figured it out watching this, and I howled.
Y'all already know we on our way to the Georgia Championship game. Look at my ride or die. You know, last time you went to the game, I was out of town. That on the field. Do that today, Junebug. Do that today, Junebug. I'm gonna beat his get your hand off my goddamn head. Rub it on me. Y'all gonna see me beat my son on national TV. I'm gonna beat you. You run your black down that field. You gonna run on that field? Huh? Oh, no, my ass. He's about some bad in LA. They gonna get the Crips to beat the shit out you. Bring your ass on out there like you cool or some shit. Well, we're going to the game. I'm excited. You excited, Junebug? Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get that too. I cannot wait. LA, we are on our way.
Now, what did Junebug do? He ran out on the field?
So he ran out on the field at the game before the championship, when Georgia made it to the championship. And he runs out. And he said, we had seats. Those seats you saw me in at the championship game? Well, I have those same types of seats at the Mercedes-Benz. And so this motherfucker got so excited, you know, with that field goal that we can we're going to make it to the championship. He decided he's standing up on the thing, and they kind of kept an eye on him all night. And he gonna try to go lie and jump out there on the field. He jumped right into the security guard and they beat the shit out of his ass. They, as they should have. Next thing I know, not kill, got a foam up in the air. All you see is they got Junebug folded over like a fucking napkin, as they should have, and tucked that motherfucker down.
He was doing videos from the in stadium jail.
So what? You rewarded him by taking him and not Nike to the championship game?
I couldn't afford two tickets.
He broke the law. Leave him at home. Reward Nikea. He's the good son this week.
No, he's not. I can't know why he didn't go. He was not the good son. He was not the good son. So I was like, nah, I'm taking Junebug. And so, and that kid just want to eat.
I was going to say, them $24 nachos would start to add up.
Quick. I was in Juma didn't want to eat shit. I was in there eating, watching TV, walking around, lounging around on the couch. I was just having me a good little time all by myself. It was really nice. It was, and I'm so glad I got an opportunity. Back to when I say, you know, you get happy when you see black people doing stuff. But, you know, I was like, I hope, you know, we come out to support Georgia, because even though we didn't go to the University of Georgia, we, you know, if you're from Atlanta, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and the motherfucking Falcon, that's who you love. But it was a lot of people there. I was happy to see TCU there too. I never heard of TCU, but it wouldn't have been a good game without their fans showing up. because you got to, you know, you want to hear them cheer, then you want to get louder. And they was rocking that motherfucker. But but they did go to sleep real, real early. So we hit them in the Anna apple, and it was over. It was over.
You know, the guy, there's a very famous business owner down in Houston, mattress guy, who bet like $5 million or something on the Houston Astros to win the World Series.
Yeah, well, and then he was going to buy everybody a couch or something, or he always places like a ridiculous bet on the Super Bowl.
Well, he bet on TCU to win that game. Like, I think it was like $3 or $4 million to win. And they caught this nigga at the bar sitting by himself looking like the saddest motherfucker you ever seen in your life. That nigga was sitting down by himself, just like, ain't this bad. The game wasn't nowhere near over either. I think y'all were up by like, I think it was 31-7 or some shit like that.
It was over.
Was it Mattress over. Mac?
Yeah. And he was looking so sad. I seen it on Twitter. They said the only way TCU could come back and win is if they put Matt Ryan in at quarterback for Georgia.
I saw this guy. All right, hold on.
Did you find a video?
Yeah, I saw this picture of this guy. He had his head down. This is a video, but
that poor man.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I presume that's his wife.
Now him with the young girl.
Oh, you know why she there.
It's either his granddaughter or his wife.
That is not his wife.
He sure was sipping that water like he
just looking so sad.
Oh, that's funny.
Very funny. So
after that first quarter, that game was over.
And it was I'm telling you, if you get a chance to go to like a championship game, I was just telling Juma, I said, I'm about to start me a little bank by my bed. Just throwing money over there in there. So I can afford. I don't even want to tell y'all what I paid for those tickets.
Yeah, please don't.
No, you shouldn't.
And I had to move some stuff around. I said, fuck it, I'm going.
No, man, these were really expensive tickets. If you're moving money. Oh, no.
Got a check-in and a savings.
Was it more or less to go to this than the party?
Oh, no, it was way less.
Okay,
way less.
All right,
No, it was up on the 10.
Oh, okay, I see. I would have thought each of the seats was 10.
No. I saw a ticket as high as $28,000. You could have got a suite for six people for $24,000. I didn't know six people.
How... Where do people have that kind of money, Dion?
Oh, there's lots of rich motherfuckers walking around.
Ah, one lady.
You never sold your feet pics on the internet?
I mean, I thought I was doing well, but.
I saw this lady. I sat down with this lady, nice little lady from Valdosta. And you know, they got that country southern accent. And she was like, so I was just talking to her like I talked to everybody. And she ended up working for the power company. I said, you the bitch I need to talk to. I need some new gas line ran at my house, and these motherfuckers ain't answering the phone.
See, what I love about you is that you pinch every penny, but then you spend on experiences, which is good.
So she was like, well, hon, I'm going to see if I can help you. Take down my number. My name is Rhonda. I said, wait, lady, your name Rhonda? And so... And so I'm talking to her friend is kind of drunk. And then I said, we was talking about, you know, the game and stuff. And she said, my husband had a lot of tickets to this game. I said, well, give me your number so I can get to know you and your husband.
Never thought about three ways till now.
I want no threesome. She about 75. She don't want no pussy.
You just turn off the lights and be like, I'll be right back, and then have Ashley come out.
No, I'll be right back, and they both be sleeping. I get back. But I sat there and I talked to them for a while, and then I moved on to the coach's daddy. He ended up sitting next to me, the defensive coach daddy. And he was like, "I'm the defense coach daddy." I said, "Who daddy you is?" Man, that man looked like he was 35 years old. The son was 36, but the daddy looked 35. I said, "Well, goddamn, Black, don't crack if you don't do crack." So me just talking to different people, I bumped into 2 Chainz. And he took a picture with Junebug. And I think it was Quavo on the field with his face covered. It was a bunch of celebrities there. Later on, I learned that Mayweather was there. Some boy walked by and said, "Mayweather, I'll knock your ass out." It's all over Twitter. Mayweather like, "You will." So it was an experience, you know. And you're right. I'm 50 and I'm starting to really, I like to experience stuff. You know, my plan is to go to Dubai this year. And that's what I want to see. I want to see the world. Because when I was a little girl, y'all all know, I thought the map was lying. I was like, there can't be that many places and mama don't talk about them. Mama talk about every motherfucking body and everything. Because remember back in the day when your Black mama be on the phone, "Yeah, Sharon, sure, that nigga right there." She knew everybody being there. So I know she knew. It was some shit called Dubai and Africa and other shit, but she never spoke of them.
I don't think she knew about Dubai.
I don't think so.
Something tells me cooking in a chimney doesn't really.
I think she had Dubai. Limited vision is what.
Well, she did, Chris, because she wore glasses.
Yeah, she could. She was nearsighted, so she couldn't see past.
Is she Sarah Palin? What the fuck?
Let's see
Russia from the backyard.
Hey, yeah, it's kind of, my wife's family's like this. They live on very little and they don't spend on a lot of creature comforts, but then they take like really cool vacations and like do experiences. Whereas my family was different, where we didn't take a lot of vacations, but like we had a nice house and we always had like the creature comforts. And I think that's like two different types of people.
1 second, because you said somebody never heard. Hold on.
she just needed to contemplate the profundity of what I was saying.
Hold on 1 second. Kate, when you see me eating, cut that out.
No, don't cut that out. That's the best part.
slurping it up.
Raymond, did you steal the fucking noodle package? Give me the noodle package landing on the table. Ain't no motherfucking chicken flavor here. Shit tastes like water.
He didn't. He definitely did not put that packet in there.
Give me that other package landing there. I don't even eat noodles. And when I do, I want them to be fucking good. Now, what's a creature comfort?
I don't know. Like,
it's nice stuff.
Yeah.
So your house is nice, but you don't go nowhere. It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Some people live bare minimum, but they go everywhere and see stuff. And other people are like, "I ain't going nowhere, but my crib is going to be dope as fuck."
Yeah.
I think I'm more along the lines of Chris. We didn't really go nowhere, but, you know, we had the things that we wanted in the house.
And it was quality stuff. But, like you have nice stuff, but, like, you seem, if you're going to spend your money, you really, like, want to save up and go on trips and take your family on trips. Like, you definitely seem like an experiential person.
Yeah, and you know what? One thing I notice about myself is when I go on these trips, I stand back and I enjoy watching them enjoy the trip. Yeah. Like, I didn't snorkel, but they raved about snorkel. You got to get out here, mom. Oh, my God. When you put your head up on the water, it will blow your mind. And I was like, no. But I stayed on that boat and just watch how they lit up in that water. Nobody wanted to get out.
Is there a reason you didn't want to go snorkeling?
I don't know. Me and Garanna didn't get in.
Is it like a shyness thing, or you just
no,
like
I just
a fear?
Nigga, you saw her on the cabin. She don't do water.
Bert Kreischer won't be there to save you.
He was like, "Just help, nigga.
Help, help." She's in knee deep water.
I did not know I was in knee deep water. Anything for you, Bert Kreischer.
Babe, in ankle deep.
I did not know I was. And they just let me float away. I was like, if you don't fucking come get me, because I'm sliding off the little float.
Hey, congratulations to Kaylee Cuoco on her baby. She's pregnant.
Is she?
She is.
Oh, I wonder if
she'll name her Patricia.
Don't say anything or she'll blame me for ruining that, too.
Congratulations, Kaylee Cuoco. And you got to give a shout out to Diamond and Silk. One of them died.
Yeah, I was in Silk. We lost
Rock from Rock and Polyester.
Mm-hmm. So I hate to laugh at this, but I guess you don't be mean to people. I don't know if they was mean to people, but they did a GoFundMe thing, and she had $49 in there.
Oh, for her funeral?
Apparently, diamonds are not forever.
And I was like, what the fuck? Did this just start?
What was the goal?
They say, I don't know, but they say she died of COVID.
Oh, no.
And she was 51.
Yeah, she was young.
So I was really
shocked. I'm not celebrating her death, but I ain't sad she gone.
Dion.
She was just silly. Be nice.
She was.
Be nice. Do you know what kind of... These people were out here tricking people into believing some shit that didn't happen and ruining people's lives and families. So, nah, I'm not finna be nice.
Carmen is a motherfucker, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm not celebrating that she's dead, but they talked all that shit about vaccines and all this other stuff.
And they said, really? And they said COVID killed her. Let me Google that.
Trump truth out on his Truth Social that her heart gave out. That her heart was too big or some shit.
What?
Oh yeah. She, like, nobody had a bigger heart.
Yeah, you don't want Trump doing eulogy.
Oh, she got vaccinated. how about what is Damar's last name?
The football player?
Yeah.
Hamlin.
How cool was it that it looks like you'll make a full recovery, right?
I heard they were paying him. So they're not going to let him come back and play?
No. So he's going to make a full recovery. They released him from the hospital yesterday. His contract, the way football contracts are set up, it's performance based. There's a signing bonus. So basically, because they didn't know if he was going to be able to play it, again, they basically just guaranteed is the rest of the money that they had on the contract. It's like $3.4 million or something like that. So, which is a nice gesture.
He had a GoFundMe or some sort of charity drive for like kids' toys or something, right? And Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, donated $25,000. And then right below that, there was a guy named Bill who donated $5,000. And I just remember thinking, fucking Bill's luck, man. Now everybody knows you're a cheapskate.
$5?
$5 next to $25,000. I was like, damn, Jim, you fucked Bill up. to Damar's charity for toys.
Oh.
That was scary, though, because it the only thing I can remember, think of the Jets player that got paralyzed in the 90s, but I've never seen anything like that.
Do you,
man, that made me watching that night made me realize how real God is. And you know how in the Bible it says, and I've heard that because I don't read the Bible, but I do believe God said if we came together as a world and prayed, we can heal the world, but none of us will. You can never get that many countries together like that or differences that will come together and pray to heal the world. But that night, with all the prayers, with 30 million people, however many people watching that game that night, all praying, that shit works.
Yeah, with
it works. Along with the doctors.
Everybody in the stadium was praying, all the
world.
Dan Orlovsky was praying on the ESPN. I was like, what is going on?
Everybody, and even I, you know, and I try to give God his space and God, because God is busy. So many of us begging for shit. So I go when I really need that. I'm like, yo, God, it's me. You know, I don't really come to you much. But if I come to you, that means I done did all I can do on my own, and now I need your help. But, you know, he looks out there you every day. But I was like, I can't imagine being that young man mama sitting in it, and you see your boy get that attack, and you scream. And you're like, wait, get back up. Because I know the first thing, she's like, nigga, get back up, Darnell, whatever his name is. And then to know that he's down there having a massive heart attack and he's 20-something. As a parent, I can't imagine what that lady felt. I'd have been running down there with my wig on my seat in my chair hollering Junebug.
What if it was Nikea?
God damn it, Nikea, here I come.
Now that's not true, because when he got COVID, you were outside there going, he's hot.
That hot nigga ain't riding with me.
You wouldn't take him home or get in the ambulance with him, but you were concerned.
I was very concerned.
He's hot. I wish I could get you to listen back to an episode of this show, and I'd pick that one, because you would not believe how funny that episode
was. It was hot as fuck. I was not doing them. But I'm so happy for that young man. And so I saw them talking about they going to pay him, and I just hope, I don't know if he should go back and play, because I'm not a doctor. It would be scary for as a parent to see my son. But anybody could have hit you like that and your heart could have stopped. You know, your heart can only take so much. And it get hit hard enough, it will stop fucking beating. And you got to beat it back to, you know, you got to make it start back pumping. But I'm so glad. My biggest concern with that young man was him not getting oxygen to his brains. And somebody got to care for him for the rest of his life. But they jumped on it so fast. They kept oxygen to his brains, and he had the most brightest smile. And I was like, wow, prayer really do work, which I already knew prayer worked, but as I've just never seen that many people pray for one thing.
The doctor said, like if you were going to have that issue, in the ER would be better, but second would be the field of the NFL, because they immediately started the EMT saved his life, because he instantly knew what was going on, started giving him CPR, started beating his chest.
No, it was before the EMT. It was that coach
who was not
there.
Okay. The team trainer
went out there, yeah. And he administered CPR until the ambulance got there. And for over 10 minutes, just think, can you imagine how tired he was of blowing? He probably needed CPR after
boy. They don't blow in your mouth anymore. It's just chest compressions.
They got airbags.
Oh, yeah, they got airbags. But, I mean, can you imagine how wore out he was?
Yeah.
And all I was thinking, man, don't break this baby ribs in the process.
Because you can't do it light. Like, you have to do it hard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. To keep him breathing.
And they have these things that you can put over or under your pads to, like, protect your heart for the specific reason. They have it in hockey. They have it in lacrosse. And I want to say baseball, too.
It's kids but baseball, because those are the three sports that kids get it.
Yeah, they have a pad that you can wear to where it pretty much stops that from happening. So maybe he'll wear that in the future when he gets back out on the field. But
I don't know if, you know, it was just randomly said on ESPN, so I don't have a source other than that. But this was the very first case documented of Comey, Cotio, or whatever it is, in football, period. Like, it just was such a random freak occurrence. You know, whereas hockey happens a lot.
Yeah, I wonder, would he go back to work?
Of course.
I mean, would they let him?
I mean, if he gets medically cleared, he goes through the physical, I'm sure, you know, because you hear him talk about how much he loved playing football, and this would be in a freak accident. I don't think he's going to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my personal opinion. I have no obvious sources or anything, but
the crazy part, I think other players be like, man, anybody hit you and knock your heart loose?
Well, he's a defensive player though, so that he's the one normally doing hit. It was just that weird angle at the right of speed and direction to cause that, you know.
You literally have to hit you have to hit somebody right between the heartbeat. It was that free.
Yeah, it's like such a small chance of that actually happening on the regular for it to be an issue. And I've heard people say we need to stop football and cancels. And I'm like, y'all need to pump your brakes. Like, I know it was scary. I know it was fucked up, but you don't throw away everything because of one freak accident, you know. And I'm sure if you asked him, he wouldn't want the rest of his teammates to not have jobs, you know what I mean? Just because he got hurt or possibly passed away on the field. Like, you know, that's just not how they look at things.
Yeah, we know
like,
that.
Like, we didn't stop doing stand-up because Chris Rock got slapped, you know what I mean?
that wasn't life and death situation.
No, but I'm saying you saw like people started rushing the stage after that, but we didn't quit doing comedy. It's just one of those things that you get, you know, moving forward, you got to deal with. And if he wears that protective thing, the chances of that happening are almost zero. So like Chris said, it was the first time it's ever happened in football. I mean, it was just a really freak accident, which I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad, you know, they were able to save him, but to get rid of football and, you know, it's a violent game. We all have to understand that.
There are a lot of guys on ESPN like that next day and that night just projecting their own problems, their own CTE issues, like stuff they've heard. Like it was like, it opened up this ability for everybody to just start talking about everything that's wrong with football, you know, and the cost of it. But
well, there's nothing going to stop you from getting your brain rattled unless y'all just turn it into some flag football. And there's a bunch of grown men out there yanking flags off each other.
Right. But I think that's part of, you know,
I look
part
at it
of the
like
allure
this.
Of it is they love playing the game, you know?
It's almost like when those people were rushing to get those jobs in the mines. You know you can get hurt. You know you can die, but the pay is good. Come get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in this world, every job is like that. Now you look at that 6-year-old who shot the teacher, and she wasn't even getting a lie. I mean, literally, he was like, "Bitch, I don't like you today," and pulled out a gun, and they locked him up.
They should have.
But I know they should have. But I'm thinking, what do you do with a 6-year-old?
Pistol whip that nigga till he don't want to touch guns no more.
You stupid little.
Y'all beat the fuck out that nigga with a gun.
I'm trying to figure out what do you do with a 6-year-old who shoots somebody?
You lock their parents up.
That's what I'm thinking, Chris. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Lock the fucking parents up.
He should have had a super soaker, not a 9mm.
You're a gun owner and you are not taking care of your firearms. You are legally responsible for what happens to that firearm. Like this kid didn't just walk into somebody else's locker or, you know, Timmy's cubby had a loaded gun in it. Like some adult had to load that weapon for him and he put it in his backpack.
How grown was this 6-year-old to be like, you know what, I'm about to shoot this bitch.
He had good trigger discipline. I mean,
he was like, I'm about to shoot this
what
bitch.
What did he shoot her at?
I heard what the did he neck. Shoot at? But I could be wrong. I only saw a passing article on it because I'm like, I'm so tired of kids shooting people at school.
Yeah, but usually it's like an 18-year-old. This was, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, what beef did he have with that teacher?
She said, like,
"Said I'm fucking tired of nap time." Like, yo.
So he's a kindergartner, wasn't he?
Yeah. Or was it first grade?
6-year-old would be, yeah, first grade. So let's see here. He was taken into custody at Rich Neck Elementary School in Virginia.
That's about right.
The female teacher was shot inside a classroom and that this was not an accidental shooting. There was an altercation between the student and the teacher who had the firearm and that single round was fired. Let's see here.
That's crazy.
I mean, now if you're a teacher, you got to worry about a kid disciplining a kid and they just pull a gun out of your back.
I don't know why you would want to be an American teacher. Fuck that shit. You don't get paid enough. You can get shot. One of your students could snitch on you if you fucking them. It's just not worth it these days.
I love that you equated the two. You could get shot. You could get turned in for fucking your students.
I'm just saying.
Not if you work at Plainfield for 20 years.
Hey, back in the day, you'd be able to fuck the teacher and not say nothing.
The good old days is gone, dude. Yeah. It's called You Going to Fucking Jail.
I seen a video the other day that this black teacher fighting one of his students. He punched a little boy right in the fucking face. They was throwing hands in the classroom.
Well, the teacher gotta protect himself too.
No, he threw the first punch.
The teacher?
Yes.
What'd the kid
say? The little boy, he was stunned. He backed up and then all the kids just stood up, moved to the back of the classroom. I saw it on Twitter. I wish I'd have fucking sent it to y'all. But he was beating the shit out this kid to the point where before the video cut off, you see the boy holding on to his legs like, stop punching me.
Oh, no.
He was an old ass black man too. He looked like the type.
And then he'd be like, I quit this bitch. Yeah, call the police, I go to jail.
I don't know if he was a substitute or the real teacher. He looked like a sub, the way he was dressed. He looked like he wasn't supposed to be in that classroom. But he punched shit out that kid.
Wow.
I would get out of teaching as soon as possible.
That's generally what they're doing.
You know what? And that's so sad. They don't pay them enough. That is...
A teacher saved my life, man. We need teachers. But it's just what they got to deal with.
Me
between...
Too.
We wasn't disrespectful. I know when I was in school, we wasn't disrespectful like that. I think the problem with our society today, they're so quick to medicate these kids. Instead of getting to the root of the problem, like they quick to say these kids have disciplinary problems. But they don't trace back why this child got disciplinary problems. Like for me, if you consider me to be a bad student, when I went home and I couldn't be a kid, I had to take care of everybody. I'm out trying to cut grass, trying to get us a little hot dog and hamburger up the street at the store before it closed, you know, collecting shit, trying to make a few dollars. So when you get to school, that's the only time you get to be a child. But then they take it as, hey, we don't need you to be acting like this. You need to be an adult.
Nikea was just trying to join it, and I told him don't, because we're about done.
Yeah. So it's just shit like that. You know, you got to get to the root of the problem. A lot of time, kids are angry because of their situations that they're in. And other kids are so rude when their things are not equally across the playing field. You get bullied, you get picked. I just seen another kid killed himself because of some online bullying. You know, that stuff never happened to us. One thing, the internet wasn't big. We didn't have an internet. And the second one, your mama always told you to whoop your bully ass. You know, you go whoop your bully ass these days, you got a good chance that bully's shooting your ass.
Yeah, I mean, so, I do. I had one friend who's a school counselor for elementary school. She said the amount of kids who have signs of neglect from perfectly fine parents, but just because they're on their phone all the time, their kids feel so neglected that there's just like this hole. And then she said like the Instagram specifically has kids so fucked up because they're constantly comparing themselves to everybody else. You know, so they're not getting attention from their parents because their parents are on their phone. So they turn to their phone, and then it's driving. Like Seattle is suing the three major Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, because they're having to devote so many more resources for counseling to kids because of social media caused ills, as they claim. That they're suing these companies to recoup some of the money so they can better counsel these students. So it's like I do a public affairs radio show here in town, and I talked to this one group about it, and they talked about the comparison stuff with Instagram, like it was a fentanyl crisis amongst teens. And they said specifically, this is why kids are like committing suicide at massive rates. So it's just a huge problem.
I remember we weren't even allowed to have phones in school.
No.
You know, and nowadays they teaching lessons on them damn things.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know,
too much too soon sometimes. A lot of these kids, you know, they come out the womb. Chris, your baby's going to know how to work an iPad before he learns how to walk. So it's like...
It's true. I mean, my stepdaughter, I met my stepdaughter when she was like 3 months old. Like, she couldn't walk, but she would take, like, books and pinch them. Like, it's so innate in them now.
I mean, I got two kids going to the ninth grade, and they don't have a phone. Yeah. You have one kid phone, everybody shared.
It just seems like...
And I'm thinking, like, should we get them a phone? They're going to the ninth grade next year.
You're going to have to put a lot of security features on that thing.
But they're smart. They're ninth grade. They know how to take it off.
Well,
no. Gariana should put security features on that phone, not you.
I was going to say, not you.
I don't know. It just bothers me.
You looking forward to going to Buffalo this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Buffalo this weekend. Y'all please come out and see me. Buffalo, because y'all need to laugh. Y'all just had 15 piles or 15 inches of snow?
Yeah, 15 inches.
Yeah. And then, you know, the thing that happened with y'all at the grocery store, and then the kid who fell out on the field. Y'all need me, and I need y'all. So bring y'all ass out there to the Helium Comedy Club starting this Friday, January 13th through the 14th. Next, Comedy on Broadway, January 20th through the 21st, January 27th through the 28th. I'm back in Chicago at the Chicago Improv, first time there. Comedy Club at the Stardome, first time I've headlined this club, February the 10th through the 11th. Music Hall Center for Performing Arts, February the 17th. Pittsburgh, you know I love you, Pittsburgh. I'm on my way, February the 23rd through the 25th. March 17th through the 18th, Kansas City Improv, San Jose, California. I see you March 24th through the 25th. Gary on the birthday. I'm not about to read off all them dates.
Okay. All right. So, well, they're on the screen there. You know, check it out.
I'm going to, I'm going to Norwegian Pearl, but that's I'm going on a cruise with Bert Kreischer. So y'all go to MissPatComedy.com to see the rest of the dates, and more is being added. I think I just added Miami. I'm getting ready to add. I got Miami. I'm getting ready to add. I forgot the name of the date somebody just gave me today. But I'm coming a lot of places before I start back taping season 4. So I can't thank you guys enough. And if you're new to the show, please go back and listen to the old shit. So when I'm fucking up words, you will know what the hell I'm talking about, okay? Because a lot of time people stumble upon this podcast and they're like, what the hell is this? I don't know what's going on. So I want you to know what's going on. I'm Miss Pat. The white dude is named Chris, and the black dude who need his chin hair trimmed up is Dion. And we hear each and every
Tuesday. You would know about chin hair, would you?
You're right. That shit be growing on my chin. Oh, and it's always like one or two gray screens. I'm like, oh, it's
listen, I'm not getting old. In the middle of this. You're both right.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris.
So make sure y'all join us each and every Tuesday right here on the Pat Down, because we be talking about some serious shit. And we love y'all, and we can't wait. And keep the date October the 14th, 2023. That is the Pat Down. I'm sorry, that is the Crack Baby Party. Newly named the Miss Pat Family Function.
Or some shit like new. That. Freshly new. Not even final yet.
Her tongue hasn't worked out the details yet.
Yeah, my tongue hasn't worked out in detail, but it's going now October 14th. Save that date. That's when we all going to get together a week and have some fucking fun again, just like we did this year. And I can't wait to tell y'all the ideas I have about this part. I'm going to keep raving about this part until this year. I will be selling tickets to the party because the party was big and I just wanted to make it bigger. So the tickets go on sale in February for the party and the podcast. So get your ticket because you don't want to be left out like last year. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just waiting for you to say goodbye. We need an ending or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, with that, Chris is still white and Dion is still four-eyed. Welcome to
There's no denying it. I was like, yeah, I still need my glasses.
Four-eyed. You're gonna get another 60 minutes of reels.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.